Perry Kappa voted early for Trump. He says he'd seen a 60 Minutes episode about how a USB drive could be used to hack a voting machine. That made him rethink the ballot scanning process.
I hate to say it, but when I was scanning it in, I was worried that the machine was compromised.
Kappa says videos he's seen online make him think election fraud could take place when votes are cast in the names of dead people. But he says it probably affects both Trump and Clinton. Joyce Todd is an Everglades tour boat captain. She says she's seen internet videos of people going to vote for Trump and their votes being changed to Clinton. She voted for Trump early.
No, it was fine. Okay. It was fine. Paper ballot. No problem.
Todd says all the attention on election rigging might actually prevent voter fraud from taking place.
I think what happened is that now it's been brought to people's attention. Maybe people will be more cognizant of it and watch where their vote goes.
Both Todd and Kappa say that when they voted, they questioned poll workers about their ballots and the submission process. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.